Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner, and this week's thought is called Zealots, Opponents and Golden Supporters. Now, whether you want to extend your house or go on holiday, the one thing most projects have in common is that they will affect other people. You may be surprised at the number of people your projects might be affecting. It could be tens, hundreds, thousands or even millions of people. So I'm always on the lookout for ideas that might help get people on my side. Then one day, bingo, I came across a great book called Managing Sensitive Projects. And although this created a thought which was a little different to the ones I normally post here, after my third conversation with other people on the topic, I thought it was worthy of inclusion. This is my version of what the book said about the energy people are willing to invest in supporting or opposing you on your projects and how best to deal with them. So here goes. Zealots are your fan club. They'll support you 100%, and like the football supporter, will remain loyal. However, they expect you to keep telling them what you're doing, and also keep them convinced that you're on the road to success. If you do this, they will extend you lots of their time and energy. Opponents. Opponents are out to beat you. It's a competition. There's no compromise and no room for second place. The activity you're trying to achieve may be against someone's values. You cannot convince an opponent that they should support you, and they're prepared to expend lots of energy trying to stop you. If success means that you need to beat them, then this is what you must do. However, don't make the crucial mistake of spending too much of your time trying to do this. Spend time with allies. It's much more fun and much more productive if you're going to beat them. The golden supporters, or golden triangles. These are people who will support you, but are very challenging with the what and whys. Maybe they're a boss, coach or mentor. They're your thermometer which will help you know what other people are thinking. They're prepared to spend lots of energy in supporting you. What they expect from you is that you listen to them and act on their feedback. Spend lots of time with these people. They should be treasured. The waverers. From the verb wavering. They haven't decided yet whether to support your project or activity or not. In politics, they're the swinging voters, and they're prepared to listen before they make up their mind. They have varying levels of energy and sometimes may commit quite a lot of energy towards supporting or opposing you. You can persuade them, providing you can answer and act on their most significant concerns. Your golden supporters can help you persuade these people towards your view, and will give you early warning of their concerns. These people are typically critical to achieving whatever you're trying to achieve. Passives. Passives are the silent majority. They probably account for 80% of the people who are going to be impacted by whatever it is you're trying to do. They'll expel no energy listening, supporting or opposing you. They'll be switched off when you speak and dump any information you give them. It's the waverers that will convince these people to support or oppose you. They're very important, but because you can't affect them directly, forget trying to persuade them yourself. Now, there are also moaners who don't like what you're doing and will moan, but when push comes to shove, they won't commit much energy or effort to stopping you. Mutineers who will try everything to stop you, but fortunately, they're rare, and anyway, you want to keep as far away from them as possible. And finally, schemers, who make up their own minds with their own information and can't be swayed by you or anybody else, so forget them. So, with all this in mind, I hope you have a great positive impact. Till next week, David Gardner.